Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with Katie Sheckle. She was just named the Class 4A Volleyball Player of the Year in the entire state of Iowa after leading the Dutch to the state tournament. Katie, I had a chance to talk to you after that game, and now here you are with this honor. First of all, what did it mean to be recognized by the coaches that way and to have that recognition?
I mean, honestly, it just makes me feel really good. I didn't expect it at all. I think there's so many great players in 4A, and it's just my team helps me so much to get there, too. They make me a better player. They pushed me all the season. The coaches made me better and staying after practice with me. And I think there's a lot of people and different things that pour into that.
I caught you right after the day after the state tournament. We had an interview on Thursday where the adrenaline was still pumping, but we had an assembly here. And after that assembly, all of you girls started tearing up and it got emotional again. And you told me the reason why. It wasn't because you lost.
Yeah.
It's because you were no longer together. How special was this team in hindsight? And what did those 3 or 4 months mean?
Well, this team was like one of the most special teams I've ever played with. I've never experienced something like this. I'm still sad to this day that we're done. We had our banquet the other day, and we were all still very emotional about it. And I'm going to miss the team because we had a bond that I hope that every other team can experience. I think that we would all do anything for each other, and we would take a bullet for each other. And it was a cool feeling to know that you always have teammates behind you and nobody ever getting upset with you if you make a mistake, and they just come over and pick you up. And these are some of my best friends, like I've told you before, and I'm just going to miss having a team like this, and I hope we can come back and do the same thing again next year.
Well, and that bond, I've talked about it several times, even with Coach Allman, probably comes in part from the fact there's been some adversity, and not that other teams don't go through this, but you guys have played at the school alone, let alone on top of other club coaches and all the above, have played for 4 different head coaches in the last 3 years. How do you think that has helped make things closer? And some of those have been good coaches, and I know you like them, but there's a difference, right, from coach to coach and staff to staff. How do you think those changes helped make you guys become closer?
It is hard going from coach to coach because you have to reintroduce yourself and they have to get used to you and how you play. And it's just building that relationship's tough. So when the team sticks together like that and we all work together to try to get to know each other and adjust to the new environment, it's a piece of adversity that has pushed us a lot. And our coaches have all been great and they've done great things for our program. And I don't know. I think it's just good that our team has stuck together and it's made us stronger.
Here with Katie Sheckle, she's the 4A Volleyball Player of the Year and one of the leaders and captains of the Pella volleyball team following a state runner-up finish. And the thing that I think many people got caught up with was just this fall overall, right? The whole school, the cross-country teams, football, band, yearbook, you name it, things were going well. And there was almost maybe an exceeding of expectations. How fun was it to be in the hallways day to day throughout this entire fall season, knowing what's going on, right? We're talking before the state football championship. Mm-hmm. We're playing on the last day, and that's just a small piece of what has been an incredible fall.
You know, it's been really cool because you walk through the hallways and everyone's telling you good luck, and people have made posters hanging up in the walls with all of our names on it, and there's pictures of us from volleyball and from cross country and football now, and it's just been really cool. I think our school spirit is incredible, and everyone's always supporting us. And to see our student section at the game, it was humongous, and people were saying there was barely anyone in class. And if they were, they were watching the games too. And so it just made a big difference for us knowing that we had all those people behind us.
And you start the season, preseason, I think number 11 or number 12, somewhere in the top 16, but people didn't know that Emma was coming in and becoming this great second setter that she became, and didn't know the growth of some of your teammates like Brooke and Abby in particular, and Claire coming off of her state tennis championship and her leadership. The 8 of you in particular who played the most on the floor really did get close. And how exciting was that, knowing that people didn't necessarily expect what ultimately happened, and then it became what it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, starting at the beginning of the season, it's cool that we were sort of the underdogs, and knowing that we had a good team and we had a lot of talent, but we had to figure out how to play together and how we could flow together to make it the best that it could be. And we did that, and we worked together. We worked all summer. We played a ton of games in a very difficult schedule, and we played a lot of highly ranked teams throughout the season, and I think that just made us a lot better. We faced a lot of adversity against those teams, and I think that just grew our bond even stronger.
And that gets into the fact that now you're still playing. Many mm-hmm. of your teammates are taking the season off. They're doing other sports. They're doing other things. A handful of you in particular, you and Kelsey, are going to be playing basketball now. Mm-hmm. And you have had to kind of go right into the fryer, so to speak, yeah. And had to practice right away. What's the transition been like so far, knowing you're already getting ready for your first game this coming Friday?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's crazy. We have a game already on Friday. It's going really fast already. But, yeah, our coach for basketball has done a really good job of, like, being good to us. So we go to practice, and the first week we simplified it a little bit just to give us a break, but we still did it just so we could keep touching up on our skills for basketball a little bit so we weren't coming in fresh late in the week. And he's just been really good about making it work for us, and we started doing full court, and then we had a scrimmage this weekend, and it's just good to get some more court time, and we're ready for the game Friday. It should be really fun, and we got to keep working, and hopefully it goes as well as volleyball did.
Here with Katie Shekel, she's the 4A Volleyball Player of the Year, a member of the Pella Girls basketball team who has not had much of a break as of late because you had a great softball season, got to the regional mm-hmm. final before that. You were at the state track and field meet this past spring, played a full basketball season before that, and then obviously a full volleyball season. I can keep going and going and going. How do you manage all of this? Because on top of this, we're going to talk about this in a second, you're also playing club volleyball, and you're mm-hmm. actually recently got elevated to a higher level club. I mean, how do you keep all of this straight in your head while still also being a student and a sister and yeah. a daughter?
Oh, I honestly don't really know. I don't have any specific trick. You just kind of go with the flow. And I love playing sports. It's like my favorite thing ever. So honestly, it doesn't feel as bad because I really enjoy doing it. If I didn't have sports, I don't know what I would do with myself. I love to do it. It's fun to have the different seasons rather than playing just one sport all the time. I think it's good to have a variety, and it works different muscles so I don't overuse different ones. And I think that's part of the reason that helps me is I am constantly going throughout the season so that I'm ready for the next one.
Well, and you've done this all at a pretty high level too, right? Mm-hmm. You were a starter in basketball, or at least in the rotation last year, will be a starter this year. Again, you were on the state track and field, you know, infield, mm-hmm. you know, back in May, and obviously were an everyday starter for Coach Banowitz earlier this summer. I mean, what in your mind has allowed you to even not just play these sports, but play them at a high level and kind of compartmentalize from season to season, all the while you're still working on volleyball year round?
Mm-hmm. Well, my coaches are always working with us, and they pull us aside and work on us with specialized skills. So we have a lot of off-season training, and that helps a lot to have that option, because if I didn't have that, I don't know when I would get time to just go in and play the other sports. And I think I give a lot of credit to all of our coaches for just working with me and working with my schedule, because it does get a little crazy, especially in the summer. And I think lifting has impacted me a lot. I love lifting. I like getting in the gym, and I think that's helped a lot.
Now, you, as I alluded to, were recently selected to a new club for this mm-hmm. winter. You'll be balancing that with basketball. But let our listeners know about the new club and kind of the competition that you'll be playing to try and elevate mm-hmm. your game ahead of your senior year.
Yeah, well, my goal with playing at a different club in Ankeny is called Iowa Power Volleyball Academy, I think. And it's just IPVA. That's all I call it. But my goal is to get more exposure to colleges and playing at bigger tournaments and hopefully elevating my skill with the different coaches. We have some really good coaches on the staff, and I'm really excited for it. I'm going to get to play with good athletes, and Ella Heemstra is going to be playing with me. She'll be one of the defensive gals, and I think it'll be really fun because I get to play with some Bondurant girls and other Ankeny and girls from bigger Des Moines schools. So I think it'll be really fun, and I get exposure to new people, new coaches, and just bigger tournaments other than more local ones.
And not only that, you are still a member, as I mentioned, of the Pella basketball team coming up. I know you're also really looking forward to that season. Mm-hmm. Big shoes to fill, a very big senior class that left, but it seems like a really, really good round of talent. Maybe mm-hmm. similar to volleyball in the last instance, right? A lot of people in the room who can play some basketball. It's just a matter of putting the puzzle together, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of really good athletes on the team. We lost a really good senior class last year, and they were like Kennedy Van Bark and Tristan, and some of them were just very good offensive players and defensive as well. But we're really missing the shooting aspect. But we're working really hard in the gym every day at practice to start to fill their shoes. And they were really good leaders, and we're still trying to get through that. And I think we have a really good chance this year. We have a lot of good athletes, and once we put it together, I think we can do great things.
the one and only Katie Shekel, your 4A Volleyball Player of the Year in the state of Iowa, and now a starter on the Pella basketball team. Katie, appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you on the hardwood this winter.
Thank you, Andrew.